Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Fed Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Elsa's Castles in Arendelle,
right.
You heathens. You know what pisses me off about that? Once they said that, having seen the movie 500 times, like, it all comes running back.
Where's Arendelle?
I'm going to say Scandinavia again.
All right.
Today we chose 50-year-old Beyhan Mutlu of Bursa, Turkey. And again, I'm sure I said all of that wrong. Now, this past Tuesday, Beyhan and a group of his friends, they got together, started drinking. But after he got good and liquored up, he wandered alone in the woods. Apparently, he wanted to go find himself or something. Now, he was out there for several hours when he ends up stumbling upon a group of other people. And after a quick conversation, he was told, man, they're actually part of a volunteer search party looking for someone who got missing and was last seen in these very woods. So Beyhan, being the good Samaritan and a little drunk, he decided to join the search party. But at some point, the volunteers started yelling the name of the missing man. But the name they kept yelling was Beyhan. And that's when Beyhan realized that he was the guy they'd been searching for. Once police pieced this together, they put him in his cop car and drove his ass home.
Jesus.
That's the whole story.
I'll help you guys. Who are you looking for?
Yeah, honestly, like, so these people, like, what are you guys doing? They said, man, somebody went missing in these woods, you know, so he's like, crap, dude, you know, I've been out here for a bit. I'll help you look. They're like, thank you. So they walked for a while, and then at some point, I guess they saw evidence of where he had been, and that's what got them to start yelling his name. They said he was very confused, because his response, when they yelled his name, his exact response was, I'm here. Everyone turned around and looked at him. They're like, you're the guy we're looking for. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm good.
Cool.
I'm good. Yeah, gave his ass a ride home.
Yeah, worked out.
He did. So we poured this booze.
Himself.
Yes, he did. He found himself. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
That's Stephen Throwhill. Can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Matthew, you understand how this year game is played?
I've heard it before.
All right, well, fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the one that grosses me out the worst. That's the food one.
All right. All right. All right, here is your story. A TikTok user named Tori Kinley. She is coming forward to claim that she bit into something quote-unquote crunchy twice while eating her usual Chipotle order, alleging that the second time she actually spat out part of that something. Now, she says in the video, quote, I used to eat Chipotle all the time, one of my favorite restaurants. I'm never eating there again. I was eating my burrito, and I bit into something crunchy, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then I spit it out, thinking it was like crunchy corn. But then a couple of bites later, I ate something else that was crunchy. I spit it out, and I spit out something that should not have been there. Now, she claimed that she also spat out the rest of the object. She then took the remains of her meal back to Chipotle from what she had ordered. First, she says Chipotle didn't do anything. Well, the videos collectively racked up over 1 million views, and about a month after posting her first video, she followed up with the viewers once again to say that a representative from Chipotle finally called her and offered her 3 free entrees.
Ooh, good for her.
You're too kind. You're too kind.
Now, the question is, what did she bite into? Was it a bug, a screw, a fingernail, or a piece of styrofoam?
Well, I've never eaten at Chipotle, but they have fresh ingredients, right?
That is correct.
I like Chipotle.
I'm going with a bug. Okay. I bet there was a bug in some. What, you have a burrito?
Yep.
Yeah, there's lettuce in a burrito.
It was a bug. It was a burrito, yes.
A couple times and thinking it might have been corn, I could see a corn bug.
A corn bug, yes.
I think it's going to be the worst case scenario, which in my mind would be a screw.
Well, you wouldn't bite on that a couple times, though, would you? I wouldn't.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Enough on a screw. Okay. I think he said she continued to eat and bit in again, and it crunched again.
Hey, Matthew, this is my guess, not yours. You already guessed. You guessed bug. You don't have to tell me if I'm wrong or why I'm wrong. I'm allowed to have my own opinion.
I thought you were trying to sway my guess.
I didn't ask you.
My bad.
I didn't. Ted?
Okay. So should I ask Ted so he can feel like he's part of the gang?
You know what? Screw it. You wouldn't let Miles talk? But I'm going with you. I'm saying bug.
Oh, you guys are friends now. Okay. All right. We're going to find out what you bit in there. Hang on there for Matthew. Matthew, was it a bug, a screw, a fingernail, or a styrofoam next?
That was a tease.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit 1 million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Turn to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories bite me on profile. This, we got a TikTok user. She bit into something crunchy while eating a burrito at Chipotle. Company offered her 3 free meals.
Hey, hey.
For the inconveniencer. Question is, what crunchy thing did she bite into? Was it a bug, a screw, a fingernail, or styrofoam?
And Matthew, that is the very question that we asked you. Now, Miles, you went screw, but Matthew, you made the point, said, look, man, If you bite into a screw, who the hell is going to bite into it again? Miles said he might, but Miles, no, I'm afraid not.
Miles loves screws.
I do.
He does love screws, man. I mean, he'll just eat a mouthful of them anytime. Now, Matthew, you said, now, Chipotle, they are known for fresh ingredients, so it makes sense to you that there'd be a bug in there. Because that's part of the price of freshness, right? Ted, you agreed with him. You are correct, sir.
There you go.
Yes. A crunchy bug.
Full disclosure.
Yeah.
You just slipped up so bad.
I know.
Yeah, it's a bug. That's what I was like,
I know. I know I did. And I saw you give me that look. I'm like, God damn it.
You played it off well, but you just said it so, like, confident. I was like, yeah, wrong bug.
Yeah.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Some places in the world, they like bugs.
They do.
Eating bugs.
It's just better if you know they're going to be there.
Thailand. Street food.
Miles, of course, we have the Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Seth.
Trevor Noah back in the mix.
Wow. Mr. Noah.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. The title always grants up teams and talented writers and help them come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Some new data released by Netflix shows that people spent 625 million hours watching Bridgerton in the first month it was released. The crazy part is, one aunt in Dayton, Ohio, counted for over 600 million of those hours by herself.
Fallon.
Kimmel.
Fallon.
Some entertainment news. According to new data released by Netflix, people spent 625 million hours watching Bridgerton in the first month it was released. What's even crazier is, one aunt in Dayton, Ohio, accounted for 600 million of those hours by herself.
Demi Lovato says she had a beautiful and incredible experience with aliens while in the desert at Joshua Tree.
Of course she did.
Look, I get it, Demi. We've all done mushrooms at Joshua Tree.
Me too, Smith.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
Good one.
I feel like anybody I know that's ever been to Joshua Tree is like,
we need psychedelics.
It's like, all right, I get it.
It's a military base. Let's make it real weird.
Wait, I'm not against it. I'm just like, yeah, I get it. U.S. Post Office announced its service is about to get more expensive and slower. Seems like the changes have already gone into effect because they mailed out that announcement 2 months ago.
Fallon?
Kimmel.
Fallon.
The U.S. Post Office announced that its mail delivery is about to get slower and more expensive. It seems like the changes have already gone into effect because they mailed out that announcement 2 months ago.
French President Emmanuel Macron was hit with an egg while touring an international food fair. Said Macron, that's an oof.
Myers.
Fallon.
It's Seth Meyers.
French President Emmanuel Macron was hit by an egg while touring an international food trade fair. Said Macron, that's an oof.
I thought about writing one of those too and just saying, luckily it was soft boiled. Which is how the French like their eggs. You ever eaten an egg like that, that fancy little thing?
Yeah, like twice, maybe.
Congress is drafting a bill to legalize marijuana because that's how bad the country needs money right now. Guess we'll just start selling drugs.
Fallon?
Myers.
That's Fallon.
Congress is drafting a bill to legalize marijuana. Yeah, that's how bad the country needs money right now. We're like, guess we gotta start selling drugs.
All right, this weekend, if you're sitting at home, or maybe you set your DVR like I do, because I never don't find myself at home on Saturday enough, Saturday Night Live is back.
Oh, cool.
Oh yeah, the trend. Right.
Yeah, it is. It's Saturday. Man, I always like Saturday Night Live. And I say this every time. Look, all the skits aren't always going to be awesome.
Of course.
And some of the skits, never forget, were throwaway skits that barely made the show. Like David S. Pumpkins, barely made the show. It was like a game time decision. Excuse me, I had to burp there. So every time a new season comes out,
people want to know who's going now, who's staying. Now, last year, it seemed like Kate McKinnon, Cecily Strong, A.D. Bryant, and Pete Davidson seemed like they were all leaving.
Yeah.
But they're not.
Okay.
They're all coming back. Right, like they did, like songs and dances, and
Kate McKinnon is one I like most out of that group.
Really?
Yeah.
Cecily Strong's my girl.
Okay.
I love her, man. I feel like she has really good, like good characters.
She does great characters.
Also, like I don't know. And the problem I have at SNL sometimes is like those people play so many characters. Like you end up like you have a favorite, but you never know what they really are like in real life because they play so many different characters.
Right. With the exception of Pete Davidson, who plays Pete Davidson.
Well, Miles, you should be happy. He's back.
Great. I can't wait till they figure out what character Pete Davidson's going to play. I have a feeling I know who it's going to be. Pete Davidson.
Well, I mean, the thing is, Lauren loves him.
Yeah. Obviously.
Now, two people are leaving. Beck Bennett, who I always liked Beck Bennett, right? Mm-hmm. Baby Boss. He was always
Mike Pence, I believe.
He was always Mike
Putin,
Pence.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I liked him. But no, he's out. Then the other featured player, Lauren Holt, she was only there for a year. So you might not, like I had to Google her to see who she was. And right. I was like you recognize her, but she was only there for a year. And then Bowen Yang and Chloe Fineman have been promoted to full on cast members.
Okay.
You know, I should have looked this up. As much as I like SNL, I'm not sure I always know the difference between a cast member and a featured player.
They only basically because they do tell it you. In the open.
No, I know. No. I'm just saying, like,
oh, as far
I'm
as,
sure it has right. something to do with money, or maybe you don't, but, like, it seems like sometimes the featured players are in a lot of skits.
Yeah, I agree. They seem to show up sometimes more than the quote-unquote main cast members.
Yeah.
So, or I mean, maybe that's why, because some of the main cast members have such strong characters, you almost use them more sparingly if you know they're going to break out a popular character. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I should have. I just didn't there. Let's see. They've added some new people who will be featured players. Obviously, I don't know if they ever done it, but you don't just show up and become a full on cast member there.
No.
For the record, though, Beck Bennett, like most people that leave SNL, well, people that have been there for years. So I want to say he was there for 7 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like he posted a nice message and like
sure,
like I'm good, whatever. But Sarah Sherman, who also goes by Sarah Squim. She's got some weird videos on YouTube. There's James Austin Johnson, who people say does the best Trump impression you've ever seen.
All right.
So he might have got that one just from that one. And then Asterial Athey, you might remember from a stint on Silicon Valley.
Hmm.
Yeah.
If I watched it, I might. Yeah.
Yeah. But Saturday Night Live, that comes back Saturday, you'll have Owen Wilson on there.
Whoa.
Right? Wow. Isn't he whoa or is he wow?
He's wow.
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 Wow. That's right. I always confuse him with Joey Lawrence or Joseph Lawrence and Casey Musgraves, who I know is a country singer. Not sure I know her music.
I might. I definitely know her name, but I don't know.
She's attractive.
Yeah, I mean, every once in a while they'll get someone on there at that point in time that has a hit. But for the most part, they're doing their new stuff and you really don't know. You know what I mean? Like The Weeknd, when he played, that was a big song. So when he came on, and the guy that got in trouble for dropping the N-bomb, his song was big when he was on. But most of the time when the musical...
Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, when the musical...
Risky Glasses.
Go on. I'm like, I'm not sure I've heard this.
Yeah, well, a lot of times.
SNL, right. And you're right. Sometimes it's bigger. But also SNL, they do a very good job of bringing in big acts from different genres.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I think for a lot of people, if you like rock music, sometimes like... Like I had heard of BTS, the K-pop band. But I never actually heard their music. And
yeah, I
saw them on like Saturday Night Live. Or same with like One Direction years ago. I was like, well, all right. Like I hear about you guys a lot, but then I saw their song and I was like, all right, that's cool.
Yeah, you don't know anything about them, right?
Yeah. So I usually try to sit through at least one musical performance. Unless it is somebody like The Weeknd, if I already know his music.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to watch it. I will say this. I still say Bieber of all people, man. Now, it's a downer song, Lonely. But he crushed it, and it was.
I remember you said I never saw that performance, but you were like, dude, he was great.
Yeah, it almost makes you want to cry. That's I'm dead.
Bieber's killing me.
Yeah,
you got that Bieber fever.
Well, just you know, he's just so popular, but he's still lonely. I don't sing like Bieber.
You don't say.
I don't. Let's see, October 6th. Then after that, you have Remy Malek and Young Thug. And then after that, you'll have Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis,
nice.
And Brandi Carlile.
Cool.
Other than that, they haven't named much farther out, which is pretty general.
I wonder if Brandy will have to quit Pearl Jam to do that.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
She's in there a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Kim Kardashian, I know a lot of people are like, oh my God, I can't believe Kim Kardashian's going to host.
Why? She's one of the most popular, you can like her or hate her, but she's one of the most popular goddamn people in the U.S.
Yeah, like we were saying in the office, like, to Kim Kardashian's credit, like, I do think they'll make fun of themselves. I mean, look, they'll all be on there.
Sure, you know that.
You know what I mean? They'll all pop up in the monologue or something. I don't know how great her monologue would be, but, like, they seem like they're like she'll be okay taking shots at herself.
I think so. I think when you make that much money, and you made that much money based on what it is you present to us, you can take shots at yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
You've never done anything serious, and she understands that.
Yeah, and like I've said this 1,000 times, I'll keep saying it because it's going to happen. She's going to be president. Kim Kardashian is going to be president. And if you're shaking your head right now in your car, you owe me $100 when it happens.
No, what do you owe them when it doesn't?
Well, nothing. That's why I call this a bold prediction.
Uh-huh. But you get the money.
Well, because everybody's saying no way that'll happen. So if it doesn't, you're right. But when it does, it you'll be 100. All right, how about dollars? You're shaking your head no right now. You're sitting in your car. You're stuck in traffic. She becomes president. You got to find me. I don't know where I'll be then. Give me that dollar. Mm-hmm.
They're gonna hunt you down just to give you that dollar, Ted.
Yeah, you can Venmo me. It's probably worth maybe 5 cents then.
Yeah.
All right. This one is kind of weird. So NBA's kicking off. Obviously, NHL's kicking off as well, too.
Sure, sure.
And pretty much they're starting preseasons because their seasons run about equal. Like, generally, hockey finishes then NBA finishes, right? And then you're into baseball and all that kind of stuff. But David Letterman, I don't know if you've heard a bunch about him. I want to say he had some hour-long show he was doing there for a while.
I never saw it, but yeah, there was some show he was doing.
It was an interview show.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's funny? David Letterman is one of those people who I used to like his show because some of the, like, the bits and everything.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I was ever the biggest fan of David Letterman. Like, even,
that's
like,
fair.
Like, he just, I don't know, he just seems a little ornery and kind of annoys me.
I can see why you would think
compared to the people who are doing the late night shows now. Without, it was a different time.
But, like, Letterman does a better show, I think, than Fallon does.
I think most people do. But that's not even a shot at Fallon.
Right. I'd much rather hang out with Fallon.
Oh, for sure, man.
You know what I mean? Or
absolutely.
Like, I don't know, Letterman. And I think Letterman, to his credit, I don't think he really made any bones about it. He was just kind of one of those dudes. He's an old, you know, I know he's from Indiana because he's a big Indianapolis 500 fan.
Right. I'm huge.
But he had been in New York so long. I mean, that was his thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my point being, I don't know that I'd watch him just do an interview show because I more enjoyed stupid pet tricks.
Right. Yeah. Doesn't people, float, all that kind of thing.
Right. People throwing footballs across whatever
avenues. Top 10 list got boring as hell. I mean, a lot of his stuff was just.
Right. And to his credit, the top 10 list was genius, right? And I mean, look, we work at radio. A lot of radio stations would do it all the time. I mean, look, I'm reading monologue jokes and they try to write one, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was a good idea.
It's ran its course, that's all.
Yeah, but Christ almighty, the dude was on TV forever. So he crashed the Brooklyn Nets press conference the other day and kind of annoyed Kevin Durant. He said he was from Basketball Digest. Some people think Kevin Durant didn't know who he is. If you listen to the whole thing, he clearly knows it's David Letterman.
Right.
And he's kind of having fun with him, too. Also, I always, like, people always have real strong opinions on Kevin Durant. It's like, look, I grew up in the same county. Much different sections than Kevin Durant.
Right.
But, like, you know, like, people like to use the term, like, we don't play or this or that. Like, Kevin Durant's kind of one of those guys.
He is one of those guys.
Yeah. Like, you're not going to catch him being, you know, with his buddies or people he knows, sure. But generally, he's not cracking jokes and doing this
no,
or that.
No, he's not a funny ha-ha guy.
Right. He's not that guy. So, yeah, with Letterman, I was just like, just let it go. Also, like I said the other day, like, for Kevin Durant and the generation of people that they're, like, David Letterman doesn't mean a ton to them.
No, he's just an old man that they recognize from having been on TV.
Yeah,
which
correct.
Is very accurate.
Yeah, exactly. Sounders are on tonight, and then, I don't know. I've heard some people are into baseball right now, so you might want to watch that.
Yeah. 7:10 tonight. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Japan, where police are looking for a man shouting advice to kids like, don't date someone who won't eat top ramen. Meanwhile, a man driving 103 miles an hour to get feminine hygiene products says he was not trying to outrun the lawman. In Scotland, pictures emerge from hoarder's house like no one has ever seen. Artist takes $84,000 from museum and does something really mean. And a Florida man stuffs an alligator into his garbage can. It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story. We're going to Iowa, where a man was caught speeding. He was spotted by an officer going 103 miles per hour in a 65 and pulled him over. While he did plead guilty to the charge, he explained that it was indeed an emergency as he was going to get his wife sanitary pads. In addition to the $300 fine, his license was also suspended, which he's been fighting ever since.
He was just a complete D-bag to cops, too.
He
wouldn't pull over initially, and then he was going to...
Right, less than cooperative.
Get him on a body cam, just being a complete D-bag.
Yeah, because exactly. Mike and I first talked about it this morning, said we're both in relationships. If we were the cop, be like, follow me.
Exactly.
Police escort.
I get it, man. Let's go. You need cookies on the way, too? We'll stop at McDonald's. In other news, interesting story out of Japan. A group of kids went to the police about a man that had shouted at them. They said the man had done the drive-by shouting, in which he gave them a bit of advice, shouting, quote, if you get into a relationship with someone, get into a relationship with someone that doesn't eat cup ramen. They are currently on the lookout for the man.
That doesn't eat ramen?
That does not eat cup ramen.
Why are they on the lookout for the man? Look, as a kid, plenty of things got shouted my way. Some of them are as bad as you think they were.
Sure.
Still didn't call the cops.
Maybe because lawmen think it's bad advice.
But if someone just said, hey, man, you know, they don't eat cup ramen, I'd be like, yeah, I'm okay with that.
You know what? This guy's wrong. Cup ramen's great. Let's track his ass down. I thought the exact same thing. Why? Because they said that the kids went to the police, and the police were like, we condemn these actions, and we congratulate the kids on coming in. They absolutely made the right decision by coming to the police. I'm thinking... Guy shouted at a bunch of kids. He was honestly probably drunk while his buddy drove.
I mean, look, the kids going to the cops, you go, okay, because it's kids responding to something that really...
Sure.
As a cop, I would tell the kids, hey, man, great job. And I'll talk to the other officer. And as soon as they leave, like, we're not doing anything.
No. And I can guarantee you they're not looking for that guy. Public menace.
Probably a cop who drove by. Oh, man. That was Gary.
Cup ramen.
He's still on this weird top ramen thing.
Garbage. Over in Scotland, a maintenance worker posted a photo to Twitter that's causing a lot of concern. He was called to a flat to do some service work and was immediately appalled at the living conditions. I showed you guys this photo earlier. The main attraction in this individual apartment is in the kitchen, where the tenant had not discarded their used tea bags for quite some time. This had to have been at least a year that they had not thrown out any of these tea bags.
I cannot get this image out of my head.
Again, that's this so is in weird. Scotland, where they drink on the daily all this tea, right? The used bags had piled into a massive mountain of trash that nearly reached the ceiling. They stacked these things on what looked to be the stove, and it went from basically waist high all the way up to the ceiling, and it was a good, sturdy mountain at that. Also staining the countertops that they were sitting on. Also in the kitchen were a handful of milk cartons that were empty, dirty dishes, and miscellaneous trash. I told Miles that this is a hoarder in the making, and I thought he made a very apropos point that this is just a hoarder.
Yeah, not in the making.
made hoarder.
Yeah, this is getting to dangerous levels at this point.
People Mike, they're like the Eagle Scout of hoarders at this point. Based on the picture I saw, like, okay, you got all your merit badges.
Yeah, this one going beyond Eagle Scouts. Hey.
I'm going to guess no security deposit back on that one.
Not a friggin' bit, man. I guarantee. And
that would be the kindest landlord ever.
Here's the thing is that, again, this was the maintenance worker. He was going in to, like, work on the plumbing or whatever. He's going in for a quick job and he sees this. This is not this guy moving out yet. I fear guy that he has to move out.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, this is not, we're cleaning out this apartment. No, this guy still actively lives there. There's dirty dishes all over the place. There's garbage on the floor. There's tea bags piled up to the ceiling. Which, again, you and I had this discussion. I thought it summed it up perfectly. Hoarding, I don't fully understand it, but okay, the newspapers. At some point, a big story might drop where now you have the newspaper clipping. I can get why you'd want to collect
that. I understand
that.
How your brain might determine that these things are important to keep, but the tea bags, like, bro,
it's straight garbage.
Right, this is just trash. I mean, this is just trash. It's not like you're keeping a bunch of stuff you should get rid of. Like, this is not Goodwill stuff.
Right.
This is garbage. Yes, and why wouldn't you just put a tea bag in the trash can?
Because he doesn't have one. Or he won't take out the trash and the other one's overflowing. I don't know.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that have a lot of clutter, but trash is just a different thing.
Right,
yeah.
Trash is different than clutter.
And again, these tea bags are starting to compress on themselves, so it's squeezing out that old tea and it's just staining the countertops. It's dripping down the sides. This is disgusting. If you get a chance to look at it, go check it out.
Yes.
You'll love it.
Brighten up your day.
Make you feel better about your own place.
Guaranteed.
Haven't done the laundry in a while? Check out this photo. A man video gaining traction online features a man with a gator issue. The video shows a man facing off with a gator that had wandered onto his property, and he's attempting to capture the animal with his trash bin. He scoots the bin on its side, pushing the opening towards the animal as it backs away. He was successful in his endeavor by pushing the lid onto the reptile's head, persuading it to climb into the bin as he brings it right side up again.
Did you watch the video?
I did. It's wild.
Jesus.
It is wild. I don't know if I would have the stomach to do exactly what he did, but...
Oh, he did it.
Kudos to the guy. Well done.
That's old Miles, man. It's enough to deal with the possum. I'm not playing that as...
And that is it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is up.
Thank you, sir. We'll appreciate it. Till more Men's Room coming up. We'll see you on the Odyssey app for the Men's Room Happy Hour episode number 44. Coming up next.
Yes, indeed, it is next. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch for 90 seconds. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.